On Super Sport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you.
What up, leave you feeling green and so confident?
When no one shares your skin with multivitamins,
protect you from all the germs and leaves you feeling fresh.
What's up always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? Ecobank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any Ecobank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. Ecobank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with Ecobank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with Ecobank. Deposit your cash and get it back. And get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. And get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Christmas is all about family at Pick n Pay, and there's an addition of a fantastic new store to the family at Arcade. Get IBC rice 5 kg just 159 kwacha 99. Broom washing powder 4 kg is just 194 kwacha 99. Get fruit top squash 1.5 liters for 26 kwacha 99. Colgate herbal toothpaste 140 grams is just 28 kwacha 99. And get Pick n Pay 2 ply toilet tissue 18 pack for just 144 kwacha 99 each. Now Pick n Pay has got great prizes to give away to the lucky shoppers, and of course to you, the beautiful shopper, including free pots and nice or smart shoppers, and 7 school backpacks with treats inside to be given away in every store every day. See in store for details. Now these prizes include exclusive smart shopper discounts and are valid from the 18th of December to the 25th of December 2025 at selected Pick n Pay stores. Happy Christmas from our family to yours. Pick n Pay, serious about food.
All your favorite hits.
With extra power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa, State Council, urges Zambians to set aside political affiliations in favor of honest collective engagement to address the country's pressing challenges. 7 districts in Central Province placed on red flood alert. In international news, Libya's military chief killed in plane crash after takeoff from Ankara. And in sports, AFCON 2025, DR Congo, Senegal, Nigeria and Tunisia make early statements in Morocco.
And now, the Power FM News.
With Upfront and Reliable News every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa, State Council, has issued a powerful call for Zambians to set aside political affiliations in favor of honest collective engagement to address the nation's pressing challenges. Speaking on a recent episode of the Political Podcast, State Council Sangwa stated that Zambia is in a worse situation now than it was last in 1964, hence emphasizing that the country's struggles, particularly poverty, do not discriminate based on political party. Mr. Sangwa urged Zambians and all political leaders to swallow their political affiliation and discuss national issues objectively for the good of the country. The State Council highlighted that progressing is only possible if those in government and the general public commit to truthful and meaningful conversation. He argued that because all citizens share a common interest in the welfare of the country, reaching a national consensus is vital for long-term stability.
But the point is that collectively, I do hope we could have these discussions openly without being bound by our... We take out our covers, whether you are PF, you are UPND, we take away our political mask. Discuss these issues objectively as Zambians.
Yeah.
Because poverty doesn't choose political parties, so we all get affected. That is why it is important for engagement. It is important for there for people and those in government to be truthful and have a meaningful conversation, because we have everything in common. We are all interested in the welfare of this country, and that is why it is important to discuss these issues and be able to reach consensus.
Opposition Citizens First CF President Harry Kalaba has directed all party structures to focus their efforts on mobilizing ahead of the 2026 election. Danton Lovu, party deputy spokesperson, told PAR-FM that next year's elections remain Zambia's only hope for defending democracy and good governance following the passage of the contentious Bill 7. Mr. Ndlovu has charged that the party is disappointed with the opposition members of parliament who voted for Bill 7. He claims that the situation is contrary to the wishes of the general public, civil society organizations and the church, all of whom sacrificed and risked their lives to oppose Bill 7. He went on to say that the deceitful nature of the lawmakers who voted in favor of the bill will be used to decide whether or not to keep them in parliament next year. He was quick to accuse those siding with the ruling party of being untrustworthy to run for president in 2026 because their deceptive actions have significantly contributed to the country's demise of democracy.
It is unfortunate that certain leaders they really thought would stand in the way of these unruly behaviors from the UPND decided to betray the people. As Citizens First, and as President Harry Kalaba has directed, it is quite shameful to see that those who sacrificed their time, those who sacrificed and risked their lives to speak against Bill 7, especially that the process did not follow the laid down constitution provisions, and that there was no consultation of the people by those that framed the contents of Bill 7 is seen as something that is very disturbing, and it is banned, especially that we had seen the sacrifices and the determination of the Oasis Forum. We'll all and behold only to be disappointed by what we believed would be the second in line to defend our rights and democracy as citizens of this country.
Seven districts in Central Province have been placed on red flood alert following heavy and persistent rainfall, the Meteorological Department has announced. The high-risk districts are Chitambo, Luano, Nkushi, Serenje, Ngabwe, and Kapirimposhi, which are expected to experience possible flooding due to intensified rain activity. In a statement issued to PAR-FM by Central Province Principal Public Relations Officer Tobias Piri, the rains are attributed to the intertropical convergence zone, currently positioned slightly beyond Zambia's southern borders, as well as the Congo Air boundary, affecting eastern parts of the country. Meanwhile, Chiwombo, Chisamba, Kawe, and Chibuyunji districts have been classified as medium-risk areas for flooding. Authorities have urged residents in the affected and surrounding areas to avoid flooded zones, rivers and streams, and to refrain from driving through flooded roads during heavy rainfall. Members of the public are also encouraged to keep their surroundings clear of rubble to reduce flood risks.
Seven districts in Central Province have been categorized as areas of high risk of flooding by the Meteorological Department under the Minister of Green Economy and Environment. Among the districts in Central Province that have been declared high risk Areas of flooding include Chitambo, Duano, Mkoshi, Serenje, Ngabwe, and Kapirimposhi districts. This is owing to the rainfall activities associated with the main rain-bearing system, the Intertropical Convergence Zone, ITCZ, located slightly beyond the southern borders of Zambia and the Congo air boundary, affecting the eastern parts of the country. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department